We continue with Maseches Beitzah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis on the top of the Amud, the last Mishnah in the Perek. The Mishnah says, Harichayim Mishel Pilpilin Tmeya Mishum Shlosha Kelim Mishum Kli Kibul Mishum Kli Mateches Mishum Kli Kavara. The Mishnah tells us that Harichayim, a pepper grinder, is something which is Makabel Tuma, something which can contract Tuma, for any one of three separate Kelim that it has contained within. Mishum kli kibul, because it has a part of the rechayim is a receptacle, something that receives something else, and because it is a kli mateches, it is a metal utensil, and kli kavara, because it operates as a sieve as well. So essentially, what we're saying over here is, since the rechayim has three parts, each of which is considered to be a separate utensil, so even if one of them, says Rashi, one of the particular parts would, let's say, become dysfunctional or loses one of the components, it would still be considered something which would be a Kabbal Tumah because it has three separate kelim within. So says the Gemara Tana, the Gemara quotes say, Braisa tachton mishum kli kibul, and sos mishum kli kavara, yona mishum kli mateches. The Braisa explains how exactly the Rechayim works. The bottom component is something which is Makabal Tumah because it operates as a kli kibul, that it's a receptacle, and so is Mishum kli kavara. It's the middle component which is Makabal Tumah because it operates as a sieve, and Yona, and the upper part of the Rechayim is something which can contract Tumah because it is a metal utensil. The next Mishnah, this is the last Mishnah in the Parak, Agola Shel Katan, and Agola, a wagon that belongs to a Katan, probably as a toy, Tmeya Midras. It is something which is susceptible to Tumas Midras. So Tumas Midras applies in a situation where there's a person who becomes Tame because of something from within his or her body, such as Zav or a Zav or Nida. In these situations where a person goes ahead and sits or leans on something which is made for that purpose, a bed, a couch, or chair, so it acquires the same level of Tumah as the person who is sitting on it. And that's what's cool. That's what we mean when we say that it's Mekabel Tumas Midras. So over here it says that a child's wagon is something which is Tmei Midras, it is susceptible to this level of Tumah. When he tells us for Shabbos, it may be moved on Shabbos. In other words, it's considered to be something which has a shame kli, and therefore it is not Muktzah. Vein in the Greres ala gabi kelim. But it can only be dragged on top of kelim, but not directly on top of a dirt floor, because the concern is that by doing so, a person is going to dig furrows in the dirt, and this would be a violation of the Melach of Choresh of plowing on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kolakeirim enigrarin, chutz min agalav b'nei shehi koveshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, normally you cannot pull any kelim, any utensils on the ground on Shabbos, as we mentioned, because of the concern of it digging up the ground, chutz min agol, except for agol, mipnei shikoveshes, because it presses into the ground. It's not going to actually pull up the dirt, it just presses it down. And that's, technically, that's not really considered harisha, and so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the agol is actually the one type of keli that it is permissible to go ahead and drag on Shabbos. It says the Gemara, agol shel katan tmei midras, the hasamach ilaveh. The reason why the Mishnah says that a child's wagon is something which is susceptible to Tumas Midras is because the child leans on it. So similar in some respect to like a couch or a chair, something which is used for the purpose of leaning, so a child who will similarly lean on such an agola, so therefore Tumah can be transmitted once again too through Tumas Midras. Man in the Gravis al Gabakalim. So says the Gemara, Agabi Kalim in Agabi Karkalo. My time, the Avid Charetz. You see that it's only permissible to go ahead and drag it Agabi Kalim, but not on top of the ground. Says the Gemara, why? Because you're going to make a Charetz, a furrow, when you drag it on the ground. So says the Gemara, money. Which Tana does this Mishnah follow? So says Gemara, Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar, Davishin Meskavin, Aser. Rabbi Yehudi is of the opinion that a Davishin Meskavin is Aser. What's a Davishin Meskavin? If I do something on Shabbos, and my kavana is, I have one kavana, and the kavana that I have is to do something which is completely permissible. However, through this action, there will be another result, And that result was not part of my kavana. That's not what I intended. That's called the davshinim skavin. So over here, I wasn't intending to plow. I was just intending to drag the bench, in this case, the agala. And that's all I wanted to take it from point A to point B. I wasn't thinking about plowing the ground. However, since it's going to happen anyway, that's called the davshinim skavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds the davshinim skavin is aser. The ir of Shimon, because it was Rabbi Shimon, he says, Amar davshinim skavin is mutter. He says that it's not prohibited on Shabbos to go ahead and to do something if the result that is prohibited is something which is not part of my kavanah, it's unintended. I didn't want that to happen. The tnan, as it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gor Adamita Kisei V'Safsol, Ubevachalei Iskavin Lesos Charis. Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible to go ahead and to drag a bed or a chair or a bench as long as my intention is not to make a charis. And so therefore, our Mishnah, which says it's prohibited to go ahead and to pull the agala, to drag this wagon on Shabbos, it must be that this is reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a davar shenem skavin is aser, because if it were Rabbi Yushimon, he would say that it's mutter. Ema seifa, says the Gemara, but the problem is, what does it say at the end of the Mishnah? It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, ein akol negrorin b'Shabbos chus min agala b'nei shikoveshes, that you cannot prove drag any kelim on Shabbos, except for an agala, b'nei shikoveshes, because it presses down. In. So clearly the Mishnah seems to imply that it's only permissible because the presses of a choritz lo'avda and it does not make a furrow. However, the beginning of the Mishnah was seemingly, in accordance with the opinion of Yehuda, seems to imply that a person cannot drag a wagon on the ground because the wagon does make a furrow. So says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, the two different sections of the Mishnah, the Reish and the Sefer, are following two Tanoim who disagree about what Rabbi Yehuda says. It says Rashi, Chad Sover, Agala Nami Kishar Kelim. One Tan is of the opinion that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an Agala also was like other Kelim to Osa Charetz Bigrei Rasa, that it also makes a furrow when you drag it. Shepa'amim She'ena Ofan Mizgalgel, because there are times that the wheel doesn't actually turn, V'nigra V'chofer, and then it's going to go ahead and, as you're dragging it, it's going to pull up the dirt. And the other one says, no, this is very unusual. And all it's going to do is going to push the dirt down, but it's not going to pull it up. So it's a machlokes within our Mishnah as to what Rabbi Yehuda would say regarding an agala. However, generally speaking, our Mishnah completely reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the davar she'ena miskaven is asur. Hadron Allah, Yom Tov.